churn some more. How now, brown cow, keep on eating your hay. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Go in your shed, be sure.
Late summer and early fall are a busy time of year for farmers markets throughout Wisconsin. Lake Effect Susan Benz discovered a Saturday morning version in far-flung Iowa County in the southwest part of the state.
The Mineral Point Farmers Market has made its home seasonally in Water Tower Park for 21 years. Susan perused its bountiful produce, honey, and black Angus offerings before gravitating to a market newcomer, one you might not expect at a farmers market.
Vendor Chris McCoy is testing out furniture and accessories she fashions from salvaged and rummaged materials, such as the buffet she shows Susan.
It's got a finish on it that's made to look aged. It's my secret. I don't give that
good
out.
Good, you have secrets. Your husband has a lumber yard. And so how did you come on the idea?
Okay, so I was walking through one day and I found there was this long, long board, and I'm like, what are you going to do with that? Items are delivered on it and it separates them, keeps them dry. He goes, that either gets burned or thrown away. And I'm like, no. I had the vision that we could make these long linear candle holders out of it. We kind of work like that. Like, I'll get the idea. Dave does the heavy, the building, the drilling, and then I'll do the finishing. So that's kind of how those came about. We have other trays that, you know, someone only wants 8 feet of a 10-foot board. And then, you know, what do you do with that remaining 2 feet? And I make a chalkboard tray.
So you have which we're looking at.
Yeah, well, these.
Oh, that one. Oh, cool.
So there's different sizes of those. And say you were serving different nuts or olives or you wanted to. Or like at my house, I don't write anything on it.
It's too pretty.
Yeah.
So either salvaged or some of it is salvaged.
Some of it is salvaged. Some of it is repurposed. Some of it is new wood made to look old.
Yeah. You're a major thrifter, you said.
I am. Yes, I love I love going to yard sales and thinking, what could I do with this or what could I do with that? I have a shelf over here that I think it was somebody's shop project, probably in middle school, because it was oak. It has pop tabs as the hooks and back. So I painted it up and then did an antique wax and added insulators, kind of making it a unique piece that there's not another one like it.
Is your goal to give up your day job, save the world, or both?
I love my day job. I'm a school librarian by trade.
In Mineral Point?
In Mineral Point, the middle school, high school.
They should hire in the shop program.
There you go.
I mean, add that.
For me, it's a chance to be creative, and I don't think I'd call what I do exactly artistic, but it's fun.
So you're tiptoeing into this. You're selling it at your husband's store.
Selling it at my husband's store. I'm coming to the Mineral Point Market on Saturdays. And my husband's a carpenter by trade, so for him to still be able to do this type of work is fun. And we love to work together. Yeah.
So what brought you to this spot in the world? I don't mean this market, but to Mineral Point.
Actually, been here 23 years, but my family is originally from here. My parents retired back here. They actually grew up here, and my dad's family has a farm that's from the 1840s, so it's been in the family that long. So we have a lot of roots here, and luckily my husband tagged along, and Mineral Point's a wonderful place to raise a family. We raised 4 kids here, and so.
The heart of what you like about doing this work is what?
Well, there's the creative side. So I love seeing an idea. You know, and a lot of my ideas I've seen in a picture, and then I try to put a twist on it. The other part that I love, though, is meeting people and like talking about what we're doing, and I also love the element. So here's the third thing, I guess, the element that we're reusing an item and giving it a second life. So
that ladder has a story?
They're used for like towel racks or quilt racks. Yeah, or I actually saw it in a similar one. And so I'm like, we can do that for a lot less. And he came up with the idea to put the pegs. So the round dowels that are held in with pegs. So it was a little custom. I don't think this one is the one. It might be. There was one that he had 2 old bed rails that he wanted to use up, so they became the long sleds. So some we.
So now he's being drawn into
this. He is. Too. He's like, we can do something with that. Like, he can't recycle a bottle anymore. He's like, we should take the label off. There's something we can build.
You created a monster.
Yeah. So every week it's something. I try to bring something a little different or something new. So.
And here's a real customer, so I'll let you talk to her.
If Mineral Point happens to be on your radar for this Saturday, entrepreneur Chris McCoy can't actually promise she'll be there. It's nearly school time, and she's busy preparing the middle school, high school library for incoming students. But mainly, the forecast calls for rain, and McCoy says her creations don't do well in water.